In the federal sector, there is actually no uniformity for each building. Each building is considered an assessment for exactly what they do, the type of work they perform, and the values of the assets there. Therefore, even though they're all federal government, there's a wide range of security based on what exactly that agency or bureau may do. The other aspect also is that usually the director of those facilities has the choice to either raise or lower, adhere to, or disagree with those standards. A lot of places are more concerned with having the public access and do not want the appearance of being a hardened facility or target. One of the biggest problems within the federal sector is the fact that a lot of times they don't want their security personnel to act to the full capacity of their capabilities, more so wanting them to be a security person rather than a full-fledged law enforcement person, and that causes a great deal of problems and also concerns for the personnel there where they have no avenue to appeal those decisions.
Now, when you say maybe not using their full law enforcement powers or that kind of thing, what exactly do you mean? What can they not do?
Most agencies utilize federal law enforcement police officers, which are in the 0083 series, which gives them full police authority, especially in the District of Columbia under the Police Cooperation Act. There's many agencies that can enter into cooperative agreements here in the city, but only very few have chosen to do that. By doing so, that gives them a broad power to be outside the buildings, to be able to be more preventative than having to wait for them, as in this case, for the individual to walk through the front door. If you're waiting for the suspect to walk through the front door before you stop them, that's a real concern and a real problem. There should be more proactivity. They should be out there patrolling, looking, so that they can be prevented prior to getting to a facility.
Do you think they should?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that was discussed in this was the response and the resources that are available by more agencies working together using the full capacity of their authority. You can have a much tighter net working together with both local and other federal agencies. So for response and for prevention, especially for prevention.
Is there no way to make kind of a sweeping rule where, you know, all buildings have to have, you know, A and B and C as far as security?
Oh, there most definitely is. I mean, there could be procedures implemented that and specific criteria for agencies, and that depending on what they have, they would either go to the level that would be assigned to them. Based on a assessment or a security certification process that could very well be done. Nobody wants to look like an armed fortress. We certainly understand that and we appreciate that. However, you do have to have a certain appearance that you are not a soft, easy target, that you are hardened to a certain extent and that you are prepared. Certain visual deterrents do exactly that. They deter the potential suspect or perpetrator from taking on that agency. I mean, you can look at many other agencies and say, well, we know they're not going to go there. I think one of the classic examples is that CIA hardened their position and their appearance after the shootings out there. I think one of the things, Eleanor Holmes Norton, many years ago, passed the Police Coordination Act for the District of Columbia. It was an excellent act, and it was certainly a step in the right direction. However, it gives the option of whether or not the agencies can participate in it. I think the agencies that are named in that, and there's over 30-some agencies, they should be questioned as to why they're not utilizing that act. And they're not making these bonds with the Metropolitan Police Department to act in conjunction. If all those agencies signed up and put an effective plan in together, you would be able to utilize all these agencies that are here in the District of Columbia in strengthening the protection of all the assets that are here and all the potential targets. You know, if you speak out about it, you look at Teresa Chambers. When Teresa Chambers spoke out about the need for certain things, the Department of Interior chose to terminate her instead of embracing her comments and moving forward. Park Police is doing a wonderful job, thanks to Congresswoman Norton once again you know, who gave them the funding and stuff, they've now been able to implement a lot of the things that Teresa Chambers originally said. So, you know, kudos to them.